Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
I'm real excited. We do this show about once a year. You've done quite a few seminars on it, but it's the eight pillars of perfect health.
The eight pillars of perfect health?
Right?
Yes. I was just repeating it, sort of emphasis. You know what I mean?
Good. Was it seven? Well, eight's a perfect number, right?
So that's right.
Eight pillars to perfect health. So let's talk about how this was developed. I know people have been looking for the cause of disease, and there's different theories that have been formulated. But kind of give us the background of this is something that you have developed yourself.
This is something that is original with me. Certainly trying to find the underlying cause of disease and how to actually work with that has always been the quest. And you have to have a motivational factor, sort of a basis to any type of a care. And there have been a lot of different types of basis to care. The chiropractic philosophy is that the nerves are the central portion of healthcare, and if you can get the nervous system corrected, then you can actually achieve perfect health. The osteopaths actually believe that it was the circulatory system. Naturopaths believe that it was toxins in through the body, that you detoxify the body and then you can actually get some perfect health. There have been a lot of different types of theories. There was the germ theory that was very popular as the underlying reason for disease and problems with health. Back in ancient times, there was a group called the Asclepians, and they believed that it was spirits that would invade the body, and that would actually cause disease. Mm-hmm. So there has been all sorts of different thought patterns on what causes diseases in people and different ways of thinking about that. So one of the things that you have to have is a basis for your care. And so I sat down and said, what is my philosophy of care and how do I base my healthcare system and my office off of?
Right. So let's talk about your philosophy.
Well, that was a very important type of a process, and it was influenced quite a bit by my own experiences. Mm-hmm. As a lot of my patients know, and different radio listeners know, that I had Graves' disease. And I had that for about 4 years. And
Which is a hyperthyroid.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you.
Usually it's the other way.
You have to keep me on.
Help you with the lay terms.
Yes. It's a hyperthyroid situation, autoimmune, where you actually have your own body reacting against itself. And I was also developed a form of emphysema because of the imbalance in my minerals. A lot of my soft tissue actually calcified, and in other words, I was in a lot of going downhill in my health.
And you were how old then?
I actually developed that when I was about 15, mm-hmm. and then actually had that corrected when I was about 20. Mm-hmm. So went through that time of really experiencing disease and disease care. And was not pleased with the medical model for myself. You know, the idea of just destroying the thyroid if it's not working right and depending on chemicals to actually keep my health up was not what I considered something that I wanted to do.
Yeah, didn't you at the age of 15 look up the medications that were being recommended?
Yeah. Well, the course of
15-year-old does that.
The course of treatment, yes. I did not, and I did not want to do have the side effects.
You did
effects
your own investigation.
I did my own investigation and said that is not the route that I want to go. So I started on a quest of trying to get well. And I actually had a huge release from chiropractic. So I had a neck adjustment. And within 3 months, all of my symptoms went away. My thyroid actually balanced out. I went from 145 pounds up to 200 pounds, grew an inch, where I almost an inch and a half, where I had not grown since I was 14 because of the Graves' disease, and grew actually at the age of 20, and had just almost a religious experience with the changes that took place.
Yeah, because you weren't feeling good.
I was not feeling well. And
then, you know, when patients come in and they don't feel well, you understand what that's like.
I understand, and that hopelessness and trying to find an answer. So I can relate to them.
And being misunderstood. There was a lot of times you were misunderstood when you had played sports and been very good at them, to, you know, not being able to, your, you know, fatigue level. And
yes, I just was not, I was not the same kid that I was before. So being able to relate to the patients and is a huge factor. And I thought that I had found the answer to all healthcare needs through the chiropractic adjustment, which I found as I got into practice that it did not meet every single need that everybody had. But there was other aspects of care, that it was a very powerful system and had some very amazing types of results. But I needed to actually explore deeper to find all the healthcare answers that people needed. So I started into a program called the Diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists with Dr. Cessna. And through the diagnostics and a lot of his teaching, and then applying it to my own cases and studies, and all the lab tests that were involved. And I actually, during classes, this was actually a three-year program, and was able to actually write up the eight pillars of perfect health at that point, from my own experimentations, my own studies, and the influences of past people, and the influences of the all the teaching in the Diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists.
So that was some of the influences that helped you develop these eight pillars to perfect health. So when you started your practice, you were just focused initially on one aspect and realized there had to be more.
There had to be more, and you know, not to have a narrow viewpoint. You know, I try to keep a very open mind on all the different influences on healthcare. And that's why we have a very integrated practice. You know, I am a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, an internist, and then we've also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, physical therapist, occupational therapist. We also include homeopathy, all the nutritional type of work, auricular therapy, massage, and we try to have a very broad base. We also have a pharmacist. So having a good understanding of all these things and having a wide range of different things that we can actually put into people's health care. Because I find different people do not respond the same thing. People are very individualistic.
You mean, we're not all the same?
We are not all the same.
We don't need all the same protocol and procedure.
Some people respond amazingly, like myself, to the chiropractic. That's probably one of the most powerful things for me. But I have people who really don't need that, don't respond well, and they do better with acupuncture, or they do better with herbals, or some people need the pharmaceuticals. Different people actually, through exercise, can actually achieve a high level of health. So
don't forget the massage.
Yeah, the massage is absolutely amazing. We've we found some that was the only thing that worked in certain types of cases. So finding out exactly what people need is very, very important. The diagnostics are absolutely critical to be able to know where we need to work on the patients. And with that, then we can come up with a pattern. And basically, with every single patient that comes through my office, I mentally and written down go through all eight pillars of health to see where we can get the most bang for the buck and effort, where we're going to get the best results by approaching it in that type of a manner. Mm-hmm. And with that, I can get a comprehensive type of a care that can really make a difference in people's lives in a shorter amount of time than just being single-minded.
We're going to be talking about what those eight pillars are here shortly. So you take those eight pillars for your patients, and you're kind of evaluating them using the eight pillars.
I am. I actually sit down and then actually look at their lab tests, look at the results that we have, and say, where is the route that we're going to really get the results in this particular patient? And, it is so different for each one. Mm-hmm. And that's why oftentimes we can actually find a problem that has been missed and actually get a solution where other practitioners have failed.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about those eight pillars to perfect health.
How would you like a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we have a random drawing and give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. Just hit the like button on your Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile, we gave it to the labs, and the labs actually said, wow, this is a really good blood test. Do you mind if we actually offer that to other different types of doctors? And I said, sure, I don't mind whatsoever. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually had other doctors call me and say, is this Dr. Prather or the Prather Profile? Because other doctors are using it. I said, certainly. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are, and if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Find out the blueprint to your health. Schedule your Prather Profile blood analysis by calling Meridian Health and Wellness at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking about the eight pillars of perfect health. You kind of, in the first segment, gave your personal journey and how you came up with these eight pillars and how you use them in your practice. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the eight pillars and what they are specifically.
The first one that I have down here, and I actually have them in a order that I look at as the ones that would kill you the quickest.
Okay, that's encouraging. I like how you say that.
The first one that I consider important is energy flow. And that has a lot of influence with my chiropractic background. Chiropractors are energy doctors. We look at the neurological energy of the body, make sure that that flow is actually going well. And that has a, we feel it, and it shows out in my office, has a huge effect on the health of people. Mm. So one of the first things that I look at as I examine someone is if they actually have any blockage of the of energy flow. And one of the interesting things about blockage of energy flow, and there's actually five different aspects of that. There's the nervous system, cerebrospinal fluid, lymphatic circulation, and electromagnetic.
Yeah, and I want to make sure, because some people have a hard time with that word energy.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you're talking about actual systems.
Actual systems that can be measured. Mm-hmm. There is a tremendous amount of influence, something that we measure electronically. You know, there's a lot of medical devices that can actually measure that, mm-hmm. EEGs, EMGs, all those types of things, and can actually measure the electrical flow. I mean, the heart as it beats, that's an electrical flow that goes around there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is a lot of research is being done on. It has a critical impact on people's health. One of the interesting things is that all pain is caused by blockage of energy.
Mm.
If you have absolutely no blockage of energy flow through the body, then you have no pain.
Interesting.
And that is one of the most important things that people are looking for, is relief of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that people always want to do is get that under control first. So that's one of the first things that we're looking at to actually release on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can actually be comfortable. If they can be comfortable, then oftentimes that helps the whole area to, you know, the whole body to work better.
So you're talking about pain. When the energy flow is blocked, then people have pain.
They have pain.
What
that's one of the symptoms.
What if people don't have pain? Can their energy be blocked?
No, actually, mm-hmm. almost always, if there is a blockage of energy, there's going to be a reproducible pain. Now, one of the things is people may not even be aware that they have soreness.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient today that said, well, I get a little crick in my neck, but, you know, nothing really that bothers me. And I went up and palpated her neck, and she thought she was going to faint. Because of the pain.
How do you find those spots?
I do find those spots.
Patients say, how did he know I hurt there?
But we actually, the quality of the pain, where it's at, a location, actually tells me which one of those five areas is actually blocked.
Okay.
So there's a tremendous amount of education that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. On my part, to actually be able to identify those and then know how to work with them, because I know how to work with all five pathways.
So how can energy flow? You said you take this from the, I'll quote you, the ones that can kill you the quickest.
Yes.
So how does energy flow play in that?
If you actually block the energy flow, and there are different ways to do that, then it's instantaneous death. So if you actually have a certain portion of your nervous system blocked, it's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually have your electromagnetic energy blocked, there are different martial arts that learn how to do that. It's instantaneous death.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that can kill very, very quickly, and very well, you know, respected,
mm-hmm.
and needs to be opened up on people. And you can have a huge effect on the whole systemic system. When I actually had my nervous system released, it changed my thyroid function. They have done studies where very consistently that if you actually open up nerve pathways, then you can actually lower blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There is a huge amount of effects that can have in the releasing the energy flow. And one of the interesting things about the eight pillars of health is each one influences the other. So you can balance out one and have a crossover effect in other areas.
Okay. So they're kind of in a hierarchy?
Well, I mean, you don't want to, because it could be more important in one person as opposed to the other.
Uh-huh.
This is the way that I also think about things. And the energy flow is the first thing
start.
That I actually start on people. On my examination, that's where I begin.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on my treatment, that's where I begin.
Okay. So name again those kind of subcategories under the first pillar of energy flow.
You have the neurological.
Mm-hmm.
You have the cerebral spinal fluid, you have lymphatic, you have circulatory, and you have electromagnetic.
Okay. So are we ready to go on to pillar two?
We are ready.
And that's oxygenation.
Oxygenation.
I know these by heart by now.
You've heard me talk about these before. It's just like
yeah.
all my jokes.
Uh-huh. Right. Need some new ones.
Oxygenation. If you were perfectly oxygenated, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm.
Have you ever noticed that people who smoke seem to age quicker?
Yeah.
They get wrinkled. Mm-hmm. You know, there's actually an aging process. So if you actually cut down on the oxygenation to the cells, then you have a increased aging process that occurs. So you get a lot of cardiovascular disease with lowered oxygenation. Oxygenation also has a very strong effect on cancer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen actually, a cell, if it's perfectly oxygenated, will not get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So oxygenation is a very huge part. One of the things that actually winds up killing contributing to people dying. And there's a...
That's a nicer way to put it.
Yes. Contributing to death.
Mm-hmm.
So oxygenation, making sure that you are as oxygenated as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves a lot of different types of things. One of the things that you can do is actually, there's the hyperbaric chambers, which increases the oxygenation into the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Does have a very big effect on people's health and well-being. Opening up the circulation. People are very aware if you have a clogged artery, then you're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So because that cuts down on the oxygenation. So keeping that opened, breathing deep. How deep you breathe actually is the biggest determinant on how long you will live.
Mm.
And actually one of the best ways to scientifically prove biological age.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
There are an awful lot of aspects on oxygenation. Anemia. It's very important that you aren't anemic because that cuts down on the oxygenation.
Yeah, it's something to take seriously.
It's something to take seriously. People say, well, you know, I'm going through all their blood work, and I say, oh, and we have some anemia. And they say, oh, I've had that for years.
Mm.
You know, my doctor says it's no big deal. It is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that oxygenation getting to your body. And that's a very important factor on how long you'll live and how healthy you feel.
So in anemia, is there a lack of oxygen?
There's a lack of oxygen to the cells because you're not carrying it in the red blood cells as you should.
Mm.
So there are many different aspects of the oxygenation that we look at and make sure that that is actually taken care of. We do Doppler studies. We do a lot of different types of ways of diagnosing that to find out how is your oxygenation actually going?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you said something simple, deep breathing, you know.
Deep breathing,
from,
one
you
of
know,
the
diaphragmatic
biggest keys.
Breathing. We're not talking about chest breathing,
mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the shallow breathing.
And that can actually be measured from with a spirometry,
mm-hmm.
you know, how that is. And it can actually give a biological age based on that.
That's that lung function test.
Lung function test.
About. Okay, when we come back, we'll continue. We'll be on the third pillar of eight.
You can listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet computer. Just download the free TuneIn Radio app to listen to all of your favorite radio stations and radio shows. Mark the Voice of Health as one of your favorite so that you can listen to us live or to our recent episodes right on your smartphone or tablet. Connect to the TuneIn Radio app through our website on thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I was driving down Shepherd Drive in Houston, and somebody cut me off, and I slammed on the brakes. And I'll never forget as I was going down thinking, this gonna hurt. And I wasn't wearing a helmet, which I know is stupid, but in Texas, we have you don't have to wear a helmet law, because we don't care about our stupid people. The ambulance came, they stuck me in there, and you know those ambulances, they don't have shocks. You could run over a quarter and tell if it's heads or tails. And then they said, what hospital would you like to go to? I said, the nearest one.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Dr. Prather, one of my questions is, can health be perfect?
That is a very good question, and health is something that is dynamic and always changing. That's why we get into the whole talk about homeostasis. Homeostasis is where the body actually fluctuates. There's something called heart rate variability. That's a good measure of people's overall health. And if the a very interesting thing, the more irregular the heart is, the healthier you are. And the reason is, because it's more adapting to your environment, to the changes in your body. If the heart actually stays something at just a completely steady type of a beat, then there's no adjustment for homeostasis. If there's no adjustment for homeostasis, eventually the body gets out of balance, and then you get into dis-ease, which leads to disease. So the ability of the, in other words, you know, the one who can actually adapt and change and rechange to the environment, maintain your steady temperature in your body, can keep everything balanced and can actually adjust to all the outside influences, is the body that is the most in health. So the more adaptable you are, the healthier you are.
Yeah, and we talk about, we use that word homeostasis quite a bit. And, you know, I know some of our radio listeners that come into the office, they understand, they've been listening. They understand what structure function medicine is. They understand what homeostasis. But Dr. Prather, go ahead and explain homeostasis.
Homeostasis is the ability of the body to balance, and so being able to adjust to the changes in the body, keeping the minerals balanced. There's a perfect level for your calcium on your blood test. And as you start to go higher or lower, then there are changes that actually occur in the body. It's a very sensitive type of thing. So that's just one example. So the body's ability to balance everything out, to keep the oxygen up, to allow all the nerve flow, to have the proper oxygenation. The next one we'll be getting into is eliminating the xenobiotics out of the body. So keeping all of those things in balance, where you don't go high, you don't go low. It's the middle ground that is where health is actually at the best. So achieving that is what you're actually looking for. So homeostasis is the ability to the body's to balance itself, and homeostasis is medically the definition of health. So if you are in homeostasis, you're healthier. And the closer you are to being able to maintain homeostasis, that is health.
Okay, and we talk about that a lot at the office. Everything that we do there is helping the body to balance.
Right, I don't really treat disease. That's what structure function does, is it works with the homeostasis and helps the body to stay in balance, and then the body is able to heal itself.
Okay, well, let's go back. We're talking about the eight pillars. of perfect health, and I want to make sure we get through all eight. We've talked about number one is energy flow, and the second pillar is oxygenation.
Right.
And number three is xenobiotics. What is xenobiotics?
String.
Sounds like a sci-fi.
Oh, no. Xenobiotics are coming for you.
That's what it sounds like.
What that means is strangers to the body. Mm-hmm. So there are things that shouldn't be in the body, and there are things that come from the outside, pathogens, toxins, all those types of things, but we also produce a lot of them inside the body itself. Mm-hmm. So the waste material that we produce is actually something that the body wants to get rid of, and that's a xenobiotic.
Mm-hmm. So that's why constipation isn't good, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and that creates a very toxic xenobiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Allergens are another thing. If we are allergic to something, then that's a xenobiotic because the body's actually reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the body's ability to handle those strangers to the body is a very important part of our health. You know, are we able to eliminate them? Are we able to keep them under control? That's the process of the liver. That's the process of the kidneys. The immune system is mm-hmm. all involved in that. So there's a whole system, systems in our body that actually deals with those strangers in the system and how to actually get rid of them. So a very, very important part of our health and well-being, and something that we look at very closely and has a huge influence on our system.
It's like what you teach your kids, don't talk to strangers. So we don't want to have those strangers in our body.
Okay.
You were trying to figure out where I was going with that. Okay. On to pillar number four.
All right.
Destroyed that one. Okay. Number four, the pillar is water. And water is very important.
Water is extremely important. One, when we're actually born, 70% of our body is water. Maintaining a good, healthy amount of water in our system is important. The balance between the how much water is inside the cells, outside the cells, should be 50-50, so maintaining that balance.
And we do have a test in our office, that the bioimpedance test, that does test.
It does measure that.
Measure the water in your system.
There's the pH. That has a huge impact on our system. The pH of the water is extremely important. Redox potential, the purity, because water is a cleansing aspect, and you can actually get a tremendous amount of healing in your system by the water that you drink.
Well, I know our son carries around a gallon jug? Yeah,
it's a gallon jug.
He has that at the office when he's there and under his desk, and that's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water, but it's actually very important, and people don't realize how important water is to our health and well-being and what a huge influence.
You don't want to be dehydrated.
You don't want to be dehydrated.
What is, when you're dehydrated, what is that? What is your body telling you?
You need more water.
Okay. Well, that was good.
I'm teasing.
I couldn't figure that one out.
Am I brilliant or what?
I know when you said that when we're born, we're 70% water, and I'm just thinking when we die, we're a prune?
We actually have some herbals. We also have... I actually look very closely at the lab tests, and there are times where I need to remove water from the system. There are times that I need to actually shift how the water is actually processed.
You're talking about inflammation?
It's even not necessarily the inflammation,
okay.
But there's an imbalance going on in the water. You know, there's too much outside the cells, too little in, or vice versa. And there are specific ways that we work with that and can make a huge difference on people's health and well-being. Kidney failure is very much associated with the water that we take in, and that has a great influence, and a lot of people die from that. So keeping that up, measuring that, doing the lab tests that are necessary to see what's going on, and then actually shifting that and telling people how to work with that.
Yeah, and we're talking about quality water, and it doesn't come from your tap. All right, let's go on to pillar five, is nutrition.
And of course, nutrition is a one that people would think about. You know, one, you need the proper B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, very much. Fatty acids, carbohydrates. Also, when you eat, the calories to the nutritional ratios, eating foods that you can actually digest, food allergies. So there's a tremendous amount involved in nutrition and has a huge effect, again, on our health and well-being. We have a lot of people that that the nutritional is the main issue that needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting that down.
Do a specific diagnostic to check the nutrition?
Yes. We actually have a blood test that actually will measure all the vitamins and minerals and fatty acids and amino acids and make sure that they aren't out of balance. Mm-hmm. And so we can actually provide what's necessary.
Now, pillar six is exercise.
Pillar six is exercise, and exercise, as I always say, cures a world of sins. Mm-hmm. Because you can get a tremendous amount of healing, you can get a lot of balance in your nervous system, in your elimination process, getting rid of toxins, how the actual process actually works. It really is sort of like the grease that makes everything work.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting you put nutrition before exercise. Because I know in my own life, yeah, I can exercise, but if I'm not eating right, mm-hmm. you know, especially in the core area, in the gut area, the abdominal area.
Sure. Well, if you're not eating correctly, you can actually shift it. And even if you really aren't going to be able to exercise, if you're going into a catabolic state in your body, mm-hmm. you know, you're still going to be losing muscle. So the diet is extremely important, has a huge influence on that. Anyone who's trying to build up muscle, exercise obviously is extremely important. But mm-hmm. if you don't have the proper diet, you're still going to fail in that.
Yeah, and you talk about specific five subcategories, and what are those under exercise?
Under exercise, of course, aerobic, that's when we're getting the oxygenation, probably one of the more critical for a long life. Anaerobic, more of the muscle strength or the quick running, mm-hmm. That type of exercise. Tennis quick would fire. would be a anaerobic type of exercise. Mm-hmm. Kinesthetic, that's your knowledge of where you are in space. Mm-hmm. That's actually what you would call an athlete.
Yeah, well, that I fell on the tennis court.
So you were lacking some kinesthetic?
Yes, I was. Where my body was in space was on the ground.
At least you knew that.
Yeah. Gravity just pulled me there.
Flexibility to keep you young and balancing the muscles.
Okay. When we come back, we have two more pillars to talk about. Pillars 7 and 8, and we'll talk more, wrap it up from there, and some examples that you've had in the office.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health. And that's based on a balance of the physiology, functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
We'll find out how structure function care can impact your life by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Today's show, we're doing just an overview of the eight pillars of perfect health. Number one is energy flow. Number two, oxygenation. Three, those nasty strangers, xenobiotics. Four, water. Five, nutrition. And six, exercise. So let's start with pillar number seven is rest. I like that one.
Yes, that is one of our favorite ones.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Rest involves, I consider, a lot more than just, you know, sleep or laying down and resting. But it's the rejuvenation of our body. It's also what is the battery like in our system.
Well, and I think that's a problem here in the United States. We just go. And almost feel guilty. I know at times I feel guilty, you know, if I'm going to take a nap or just, you know, rest or lay on the couch. And
the we can actually measure it. One of the things that we measure is the phase angle in our body composition analysis. And that's
right.
A good measurement of how our battery is doing. And there are many ways that we actually recharge our battery. There is, of course, sleep. Meditation is a very good way of actually recharging our battery.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very strong effect on that. The hormones, the endocrine glands, is actually a very critical part of that recharging of our system.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I actually put the endocrine glands and the hormones within the rest category because they're, one, sleep and our rest and our whole circadian rhythm is very much involved and interconnected with each other, and those are the major way that our energy level is actually recharged. There's also something called internal exercises or qigong exercises that the Chinese have. Other different types of people have that too, and it's a way of actually getting our energy levels up to par and keeping us young.
Are those exercises for the internal organs?
It is. It's actually basically battery recharging exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do work. You can actually tell a very big difference as you do them. And it's actually something that's measurable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People who do the internal exercises have higher phase angles. They have a higher battery life in their system. And it's certainly a way to make some very dramatic changes in your health and well-being. And if people are run down on that, then that is one of the major areas that we work on getting that back up to par.
And then that three-letter word...
Yes.
There is under rest.
There is actually, sex actually is a great way to balance out your hormones and to recharge your battery.
Did you say that on the radio?
I don't know.
You just did.
I did?
No. Uh-oh. We did a whole story on, our whole story. A whole radio show on sexual health.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're interested, you can listen to that on the Voice of Health Radio.
On the podcast, right?
On the podcast, yeah. Very, very good show. And then the last pillar of health are the B attitudes. Dr. Prather, what are the B attitudes?
Well, it's how you're thinking about life. All the different aspects that go into that. I have it divided up into your spirit, your mind, your will, emotions, and your flesh. And it's basically the attitudes that we actually carry around with us. If you are of a mind that you wish that you were dead and away from it all, then guess what? That's mm-hmm. one of the things that can happen. Mm-hmm. So there is a huge amount of effect on what I put as the Beatitudes on our health and well-being. And oftentimes, if that's not actually addressed, then people, no matter what I do on the other things, can't get well. And we have many ways of actually addressing that that have some very strong effects on the system. Homeopathy is extremely good, working on constitutional remedies, flower remedies, the very famous Bach flowers that Dr. Bach actually made famous in England, has a huge effect to actually get those aspects under control. Mm-hmm. And many times stubborn types of health issues are actually involved in those areas, and delving into that and finding out exactly what needs to be done to get people straightened out along those lines makes a big difference.
Yeah, now let's talk about how you've applied these eight pillars of health to your own health. Well, you talked a little bit about the history, but in treating your patients also.
Well, one of the things is I can think of an example of someone coming in with exactly the same condition, and on different people, the major area was in one of those eight areas.
But it might not be the same, you know, from one person to the other.
Right. Each one had a greater influence on each of those. One of the things that I think of is a condition called fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. So I had eight different people come in with fibromyalgia. One of them, it was basically energy flow. Mm-hmm. Get that opened up, and that person actually got over their fibromyalgia. One person was actually severely anemic. And get the oxygenation up, then they actually got over their
fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. One person that actually had been dealing with their fibromyalgia for 17 years, going from doctor to doctor, we found aluminum toxicity as their major cause for their fibromyalgia. Got that cleared out, and they had a complete recovery on that. And that was one of the xenobiotics.
Yeah, that's what's interesting is, you know, each person is individual. You know, you don't get a condition fibromyalgia and then I'll treat them the same.
Right, right. There is an individuality on that, and I can take almost every single condition and find where there was an example that really the key to the issue was in one of those different areas. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at that and go beyond just the disease state and look at the underlying causes. Mm-hmm. We had one person, as we were talking about the water, they had a severe shift between their intracellular and extracellular fluids, and getting that balanced out got them to be able to get over their fibromyalgia. Hmm. So nutrition. We've had people that had severe amino acid deficiencies or had a strong nutritional deficiency. There was a person I can think of that had an imbalance between their copper and zinc, got that balanced out, and they were able to get over their fibromyalgia. Exercise. We've had people who actually was, you know, there was a huge problem on muscle balance, and were able to actually do some different types of exercises and actually get that balanced out. Flexibility is a huge part of that. And as we could get people opened up where they were actually able to get their flexibility down, there was a huge release on the fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and don't you say, like, flexibility is also another indicator of longevity?
It is. Basically, if you look at a baby, how flexible they are, you know, you can put their little feet behind their head.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take it to the other extreme and you're in rigor mortis, you're pretty stiff.
That's like my prune statement. Huh?
But it is true. Mm-hmm. The more flexible you are, the younger you are going to be. And that's a good measurement. As we were looking at rest, we've had people that basically they were never going into the deeper states of sleep.
A lot of people have sleep problems, don't they? That difficulty sleeping.
Matter of fact, that's one of the common types of things that is prescribed for people with fibromyalgia, arthritis, is actually some of the sleep medications.
Mm-hmm.
And that can actually make a big difference. But if we can approach it naturally, then that can actually help out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Beatitudes, we've had people who had fibromyalgia, and it was basically emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there had to be actually a shift on how they were thinking with some help with some Bach flower remedies and some other different types of remedies along those lines. And then actually even some counseling to shift on how they were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a dramatic difference. We've had a patient who said that their whole life has changed. Not only is their pain down where they're able to manage it, but it also made a huge difference in their digestive system and how they relate to their family. And they're just healthier all the way around by approaching it from there.
Well, Dr. Prather, we have probably 30 seconds. If you can take this and kind of wrap up, you know, kind of the summary of the eight pillars of health.
The eight pillars of health is something that can be used, and it's a tool. I'm not claiming that this is a gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But it is as any type of a background of a way of looking at something. It's a tool to be used to keep me thinking about all the different possibilities and where I can go with someone's health. And so far, I have found that these eight pillars have helped me to solve and at least understand everybody's health at this point.
Mm. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 Loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.